What's the longest you've gone wearing something without washing it? It's a question that came up in the best of JSS in 2022. Justin didn't wash a pair of sweats for 6 months. How long did a woman wear the same bra? Oh, let's just say a year. Now that I've lost my appetite, we can listen to the segment.
Yeah, you stink, you gotta wash them jeans, gotta wash your drawers. When the hell you wearing that so long? Huh? That shirt's getting funky.
During the pandemic, they separated us. God, to think about it, we were apart for a year and a half.
Oh, and then again in January.
Yeah, for about a month and a half.
Yeah.
Just as the Omicron variant tore us a fresh run right around the holidays and then seemed to just disappear. Boy, oh boy, with everything going on in Ukraine right now, the COVID talk is way in the distance at this point. Good God, who would have thought right at the same time that this war started, COVID would end? Talk for another time. But to say that they relaxed any and all appearance standards around here is an understatement. I saw people in here in full PJs, hair up, looking like hell. I might have walked around here bare feet. I thought about walking around naked at one point if there weren't cameras. There was no one to judge, no one to look at. More so importantly, no one to smell you. And I have a pair, I call them my kick around pants. They're these gray.
Oh, I'm aware.
Oh, you know. Yeah. You've seen me jackbooting in here in these gray old sweatpants.
Yeah.
And the only time I've ever worn them before when we had a full staff of people is when I threw my back out and was the only thing I was able to put on without crying. I wore those pants. I want to say we were separated in March. I really quit trying to look even remotely nice in early April. And I wore those gray sweatpants here at the station while you two were remote from April until September. April, May, June, July, August, September. About 6 months. And I wore them every day.
And no wash.
Not a one.
6 months?
I would take them off when
there
I got home.
There had to be an odor.
Dude. There wasn't just an odor. There was discoloration. The amount of accidental dribbles.
Oh.
The amount of toots. I mean, these things got gross to where... I would just take them off. I'd throw them in the corner near my hamper. And in the morning, I just put them back on and walk in here. And they got gamey. I wasn't working out in them. I wasn't doing anything in them. There was nothing to do. The world was shut down. So I'd go home. I'd take them off, change into something else. But those sweatpants didn't get washed for 6 months. And I wore them a lot. There's a few times I might have had a pair of jeans on here or there, but... 4 times out of 5, I had those on.
Oh, yeah, there was no reason. I'm assuming a shout out to our blue collar workers out there.
Thank you.
Please call in.
We appreciate you.
They've got to have like Carhartt coveralls.
Oh, yeah.
That they've never washed because they're only worn at the job site. You're only around dudes. You stink. It doesn't matter.
They're going to get dirty
the next day. And it's just like you throw them on and you take them off. And
Farmer Josh.
There's no Farmer Josh. Like we've seen him just like. Remember he talked about his jeans? I don't think he said he's never washed them. Ever. Because
ever.
It's like, why? Why would I?
It's my father has certain shirts that at this point are more food than cloth. That if you soak them in water,
you'd have a broth.
You would have a bouillabaisse. If you put in one of his, you know, IBEW Union T-shirts, you cut up some potatoes and veggies.
Hilarious.
You got a soup. Ask and ye shall receive. What is the longest you've worn something without washing it? And I put the request out there. I said, hey, ladies. What's the longest you've ever worn a bra before changing it, washing it, whatever? Because I got to think, the breast is, I'm going to say, a choicer cut of meat, cleaner.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Maybe if you get a little bit of underboob.
Yeah, boob sweat, though.
A little bit of breast Swiss underneath, like a newborn baby's neck when you get those nice folds. You got to clean that out. I said, what's the longest? And I received a message from someone who asked to remain anonymous. Said, same bra, every day, 1 year, no wash. every day.
I mean, that
and
seems
I'm not
gross.
Mad at it. I actually would like to buy that bra from you, madam. Reach out. Let me know what your Venmo is. Throw it in a Ziploc freezer baggie.
I don't care how hot you are.
You ever smell a dirty bra?
Have you?
I don't think I have.
I don't think I have either.
Neither have I. I was just testing both of you.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever really smelled a bra.
You got to be able to get that out of a vending machine in Tokyo, right? Like, when I eventually get there, there's going to be a dirty bra machine next to the soda machine.
Let me ask you this. How many times have you been intimate with maybe someone that you were not fully aware of what the exact size was, and you snuck a peek at the size of the bra?
I don't think I ever have.
Oh, I have.
Really?
Just
look at you checking out the tag.
Just sheer curiosity.
34C, huh?
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Who would have thought a small D?
Okay.
Those are bees?
Checking out the price tag on them tatas? Okay. Wow. No, I have not.
No, yeah, it's fun.
But I do like the warmth of a breast. 410-33. Nice. It's a distinct warmth. 410-338-1098. What's up, Trucker John? He says he was on day 5 or 6 of a pair of sweatpants when I came to visit his house when he hosed me down for Special Olympics Maryland. He says, I put basketball shorts on under my work jeans, and I'll keep the same shorts for a month before I rotate. Are those basketball shorts your underwear? Are you going jeans, shorts, undies? Or are the shorts the undies? I've got questions. Ralph, I have a pair of corduroy jeans that I have had 15 years. I might have washed them 3 times.
Wow.
You can't just throw corduroy in the wash, can you?
I don't know. I think so. I had some corduroy back in the day.
I think corduroy needs to make a comeback. Ralph, what's the longest you've ever worn them in a row, though?
Somebody says, I work in a boatyard. I have insulated Bernie overalls. I wear them in the winter. And, of course, as I'm reading it, it jumps on me.
Mm.
I hate this text thing.
It's garbage.
I wear them in the winter. I hose them off at the end of the winter. And it says, and I'm not a... I usually wash them at the end of the season. And I'm not a dude, Scott. Shout out.
That's what I'm talking about. Rodney, I normally wear my jeans 4 or 5 times in a row before washing them. As long as I don't spill anything on them or stink them up.
The minute there's a spill or something that makes them real stinky, they're still good to go.
Yeah. Unless I don't have like a real bad back end sitch that day, I'll rock them out for a few weeks.
Longest bra I've worn was for 3 days. This child's nothing.
What are you talking about? Get those numbers up. Those are amateur numbers.
What about like pajamas and night sleepwear? Like my sleep shirt, I'll go a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I have one of those long LuLaRoe Patrick shirts that I brought in once.
Yep.
And I have one that lives on this bench in my room.
And just, yeah.
Every time. Night. I'm sweating through it.
Yeah, I don't sweat a lot when I sleep, thank God.
I sweat quite a bit. Oh, that's pretty gross. The idea of washing my jeans started as a joke, but turned into a superstition, says Trent. I used to only wash my jeans the night before a concert. So until the next one happened, I could keep the evil on them. Oh, he's a Slayer fan. They would sometimes go years without a wash. Never developed a smell.
How'd that evil work out for you?
Was the evil...
Yeah, the evil, would it stay fresh? Could you feel extra evil?
Did the evil
impact your life?
I wear a 666 wide, 666 long. The Kerry King solo shred a little bit harder for you. I didn't think this guy was stinky. Anderson.
Whoa, you guys are awesome.
You stinky? What's the longest you've worn something without washing it?
Man, I had a hat that I wear for a year, and at the end, my friend said that some animal was going to take it, and I glued popcorn on it, and the seagulls took it in Ocean City.
That's enough of this hat.
That's enough. The seagulls made off with the damn thing.
Can I ask you a question? You're from Brazil, right?
Yes.
Now, we've all heard of the Brazilian wax.
Oh, yes.
What about the guys? What are you working with down there?
Well, we just trim the pubic hairs. We just trim it. We don't shave it. Trim it.
You don't wax.
If you shave it, you hurt the lady.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to shave it, right? You don't wax
it. You shave it.
You don't do a wax?
Hurt them.
No wax.
Brazilian wax?
No, we just trim it. We just cut like a little short, but not too short. Maybe a quarter of an inch.
Yeah, you don't want it spiky down there.
Yeah, you don't need to get it all saying. Exfoliating. Send it a pic, Anderson. We appreciate you. But yeah, that's another thing you don't take into what's the word I'm looking for?
Consideration.
Thank you. Hats.
Oh, dude, I got a hat. Right now, it's so bad.
Do you start to get the underneath of the brim sweat ring?
Oh,
like, it's almost like the sweat's traveling through the fabric.
Oh, yeah.
Remember a dude so many years ago made us 98 Rock trucker hats?
Oh, yeah.
I had to throw that thing away.
Yeah.
It got so fetid.
Uh-huh.
That I'm like, this can't be saved. I have to chuck it.
I still have a hat, and it's really the only hat. Well, recently I've stopped wearing it because it's so awful, but from 2006, and I think, weren't you at the event at the harbor where you flew a plane into the
where
water?
Where they pushed
the
me
up. Red Bull Flutong.
Yep.
That's where I got the hat, and I still wore it until like 6 months ago. It's a great hat. It's the only hat that fits me.
Damn.
I got a giant head.
Was there a discoloration?
Yeah,
I
can take a picture and bring it in.
Yeah, if anybody's got some old jeans, the bra, the shoes, the undies, I would love to see some photos of the often worn, never washed clothing. Send us a picture.